Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, what's up, motherfuckers? You're all very welcome to the Deck Chair and Yum's Pub Quiz Podcast. Did it right. Bang on. First time 2021.
Straight in.
Straight in. No kissing. No butter, just sugar sandwiches. We are back because obviously we're in our 25th lockdown of the year.
I don't know how many years.
I don't even know what decade it is anymore. The only decade I've been saying is the Rosary, Connor, because please, Jesus, open a pub.
Sure, I wouldn't know rightly. You wouldn't be off your knees.
That's it. You're off my knees. Dirty knees, Bart, they called me. I'm none but her.
We didn't think we were going to be back here.
Yeah, we really didn't think.
We kind of said goodbye during
We were like, never again. We will never return to the Pub Quiz Podcast. We will vote to remain in the United Kingdom. But now we're thinking, we're actually recording this now from a bunker because obviously there's no food on the shelves.
We are our own single market.
That's it.
That's what we are.
Jeez, that was deep.
That was wild deep.
I've taken to this thing now during this lockdown. I don't know if you remember that the first lockdown I watched this show called Friends.
Yeah. It was last year, wasn't it?
There's a thing called Cheers, Connor. And I don't know if you've ever heard it. The theme tune is very, very catchy. It's about a bar.
It's about a bar,
I believe, in Boston, Massachusetts, which is in America, of course.
North America.
It's an American sitcom, and it stars your man from Three Men and a Baby. What do you call him?
Steve Guttenberg.
No, the other one.
Tom Selleck.
No, the other one.
Jesus.
The big tall one.
Ted Swanson.
Ted
Swanson,
and it's all Sometimes You Wanna Go Where Everybody Knows Your Name. The Davis Flat, and then they're always glad you came to Davis Flat. It's very good. I actually don't know what happened. Fraser turned up on it though. Remember Fraser?
Did he move from Seattle over to Boston?
I don't know if he's in it before or after. I don't know, but it's very good.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Anyway, we're back with a quiz because I couldn't think of any jokes.
And well, listen, as we said, we thought we were off duty. We are now back to help you get through the lockdown.
Exactly.
So we want to give a shout thank you to Community Voices, our local community project
Barbershop
who
Quartet.
Asked us to come in and do a quiz for them. So we'll be back for the next couple of weeks anyway.
And Community Voices, awful sorry about the language.
Yes,
thus far.
I should have explained to them that the intro sort of included
the word
motherfucker. Yeah, it's too late. No point blanking it out.
And you know what? That's very, very it should be person fucker.
Yes, absolutely.
And I am sorry about that.
Or just fucker.
Yeah. Patriarchy fucker.
So yes, thank you to Cara from the Community Voices Project for giving us a shout. So we're going to do this tonight. And if you aren't listening live, you know, all you have to do is get your pen and paper. And even if you are listening live, get your pen and paper.
Turn your phones off.
People listen back to this apparently.
Oh, do they?
Just for a wee drive to listen to the quiz.
What's happening in your time?
I know. What timeline are you on?
What's going on?
If it's your first time joining us, we have our chat room is live on the Spreaker website. So if you go and take a look there, let us know your team names. I see a few of our guys are back in already. Welcome back from Stephen. Thank you very much, Stephen. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for having us.
Magners Cocktails and Baby Formula in the house.
Oh, the reigning champions.
The champions. We have Mickey B. Welcome back, lads. Thank you very much, Mick. Ballandary Blurt Busters.
Yeah.
Back again. the Mitch is in the house with William Shatner face.
That's the team name that's winning.
Mm-hmm. Ransom Ua Opawa.
That's, oh, take it back.
You see, there's loopholes. Mick, find a Mixon with thumbing in 2021, like a US erection.
Jesus.
Michael Skillen is in with my woman's a pervert in his owes bitch tits. Okay.
All right.
Woman's a pervert in his owes bitch tits. I think that was a typo, I think.
Aye.
Or a psycho. The Rockshore Rambo is in. The Rockshore Rambo. Yeah, that sounds fucking a great show, actually.
They drew first leg turtle. Never mind.
He's stealing drunk and he shoots a lot of things and misses everything. shout out to the Democratic Ulster House Party are here. who else? Emily's in with Fat Kids Always Wanted Seesaw. Back again.
Hi, Emily. Let me tell you something. That's fucking rude.
No, it's not.
On this podcast, we are body positive, right?
That's just physics. That's not rude.
I didn't go to physics. I was out in the sea, so I couldn't get back up.
Katie, COVID cunts in the house every fucking night.
Every goddamn time.
That's a quote too. Chest hair and bums are here.
He's winning. That's it. Oh, quiz is over.
Hold on now. We could go on. Oh, well, look at the famous Mickey's Manhole Inspectors back from helping Joe remember where he left those winning votes. who else we got? Mickey Bartlett's Magic Roundabout joining the quiz for the first time. You're very welcome.
Very, very welcome.
You know, Harvey Price window cleaners are in the...
Hello, you cunts.
Hello, Community Voices. the Capitol Hill Double Glazing Company. Drunken Donuts back in. Mickey B in for another go at it. Good man. Aunt Blub. Aunt Blub.
Aunt Blub.
I'm Aunt Blub. As a Yorkshire man would do it.
I'm Aunt Blub.
Aunt Blub.
I've got me jam.
Getting all mad, eh? Mickey's Margaritas are in. Dumb and Dumbers in the house. William Street Wankers. Hello from the Tinfoil Snapback. Noel Diddy's is in. It's good, but it's not right. Is here. And Jesus. Oh, back in the Jesus for the bitch tits.
Oh.
We get it now. We get it now. Right. So yes, if it's your first time, so what we do is your object of the night is to beat Mickey Bartlett. Now there's many out there who wants to beat Mickey.
But there's only few can.
So we want, yeah, so you got, the object is to beat your Mickey.
Just beat your Mickey. I think that's rude.
But you are there, Mickey.
I am your Mickey. Yeah, so I am a national treasure. The nation's sweetheart.
Beat your
the people's
Mickey.
Princess. That's who I am.
And so, yes, we will, we have about, I think we have six rounds.
Six rounds.
So it's a big one.
It's like fucking six rounds is too much bread. That's a lot for sandwiches. What are you, the sandwich co?
That's a lot of bloating.
What are you, Dirty Harry? Six rounds.
As you will know, Mickey's... I was going to say, as you would know, what would you suggest being your sort of...
IQ while high?
No, I would say your average score, maybe in a percentage-wise, out of 100%.
My score does tend to be very average, yes.
Right, what would you say?
Out of 100... Well, what's it usually out of, about 35, 40?
35 or 40, yeah.
You're talking the low to high ones.
Right, so that's all you have to do to beat Mickey Bartlett. If you can... You'll be playing along with...
Yeah.
You can play along with your fellow lockdown mates.
Buddy. Yeah.
But just don't break the bubble.
Don't be breaking the
bubble. Burst the bubble. Burst the bubble or break it in this scenario?
I know you certainly don't shake hands with it.
No, fuck no, an elbow.
Oh, that's it.
The Free Crow Freedom Fighters, Free Crow Freedom Fighters are in the house as well. Right, okay, we're going to get kicking off and as always...
eyes down, pens in hand.
Hands down, pens in hand. And Mickey, round one is general knowledge.
General knowledge.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
In Cuba, what is a habanera? So in Cuba, what is a habanera? Is it A, a cigar, B, a hammock, C, a drink, or D, a dance? So number one, round one. In Cuba, what is a habanera? Is it A, a cigar, B, a hammock, C, a drink, or D, a dance?
I don't know, man. It's been a long time since I've been in Cuba. I come here, I'm like, oh, how I get a scar like this eating pussy, man? I thought you were dead in the work of sanitation.
Number
Say
two.
Hello to my little mucker. That's my impression of a Cuban man who's been here a while.
He's been working on East Belfast.
I told you, boys. Do you think I come all the way here to have fucking good times? Never could hire your own supply, papi. I would be
okay. Just stop.
Tony Montana just sold RHI boilers.
Number two.
Don't get warm in your own barn.
Number two.
Number two.
What is the oldest university in the USA? Is it A, Harvard, B, Princeton, C, Yale, or D, Notre Dame?
Fuck.
So number two, what is the oldest university in the USA? Is it A, Harvard, B, Princeton, C, Yale, or D, Notre Dame?
And it's Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You're like when you go away and talk to your American cousin, come back talking all funny.
Okay.
I haven't done voices in so long. Hey, guys. Doesn't matter. No, keep going. You keep going.
Keep working. Number three, what family of plants does broccoli belong to? So what family of plants does broccoli belong to? Is it
McKeever's?
Is it A, cauliflower, B, lettuce, C, cabbage, or D, onion?
Speaking of lettuce, Connor, do you like lettuce?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You like lettuce, Connor?
I do like lettuce, Mike.
Oh, lettuce broccoli! Ah! Only joking.
Number four. What nationality was Catherine the Great? Was it A, Italian, B, English, C, German, or D, French?
I fucking hate this quiz.
And number five, last question, round number one. Where in the body is the labyrinth? Is it A, the knee, B, the ear, C, the nose, or D, your throat?
Not one of them is what I was going to say.
There's a labyrinth, all right.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Once you go in, you never,
get back out of it.
Okay, there's our five questions. Number five, where in the body is the labyrinth? Is it A, knee, B, ear, C, nose, or D, throat?
Connor, I'm not going to lie to you. I think I got absolutely fucking none in that round.
Okay, so the bar has been set. Round one. Excellent. Well, who have we got? I think most people would have thought that was...
You say this every time we do this, but most people would have thought that was grand, but that was alright.
Well, then we have people then getting, you know, like the Mitch and baby cocktails formula.
Them fuckers is
cocktails
cheating. I'm telling
you, they're cheating. They're not cheating. They're just
the Mitch and cocktails, Magnus and baby formula. See, for the next quiz, I want you to email me your address. I'm going to go around before the quiz starts and wreck your modem, and then we'll take your phones off you. No, then you can't play.
Turn off Alexa.
That doesn't make sense.
Right. Okay, then. So we'll come back to the answers for round number one. In a bit, we'll go straight into round number two, and then we'll ask you to give us, we'll go through them, get the scores.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right, round number two is food and drink.
Food and drink.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Langoustine is what type of food? Is it A, bread, B, pasta, C, shellfish, or D, onion? So langoustine is what type of food? Is it A, bread, B, pasta, C, shellfish, or D, onion?
I always thought langoustine was how the French would say Angus Deaton. It is, I've got news for you, us to buy langoustine.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at I'm laughing at something when I went, labyrinth is where a scientist washes his hands. Andrew, I don't know surname, but you need to get a name into that one. Oh my god.
Give that man a bonus point.
Oh Jesus.
Weird scientist why.
Oh, I'm sorry, Community Voices. This is supposed to be very professional.
That was very good.
Okay, number two. In round number two, the food and drink round. Number two. Which brand make Love Hearts sweets? So which brand make Love Hearts sweets? Is it A, Swizzle's Matlock, B, Cadbury's, C, Haribo, or D, Nestle? So which brand makes Love Hearts sweets? Is it A, Swizzle's Matlock, B, Cadbury's, C, Haribo, or D, Nestle? Or Nestle's.
Nestle's.
Number three, which food can be used allegedly, I have to put in here. Uh-huh. Which food can be used as a substitute for blood plasma? Is it A, olive oil, B, coconut water, C, passata, or D, ketchup? What are you looking at everything else for?
You didn't make us quiz up, did you?
I did.
You did, you
fucking fucking did.
Go on ahead, was it?
So, which food, number three, which food can be used as a substitute for blood plasma? Is it A, olive oil, B, coconut water, C, passata, or D, ketchup?
I don't know.
Number four, what are dried plums called?
No.
Is it A, raisins, B, sultanas, C, prunes, or D, apricots? So number four, what are dried plums called? Is it A, raisins, B, sultanas, C, prunes, or D, apricots?
I hate this quiz so much.
Number five, sake is a drink most associated with which country? Is it A, Vietnam, B, China, C, Philippines, or D, Japan?
I know that, but I know drinking.
You know your drink all right, don't you?
Jesus, oh, sure.
There you are, so it's rounds two done already.
There we go.
Flying, absolutely flying. Now, we'll give you the answers for the first round, and then you can let us know how you get on. We'll come to that after, we'll read out the scores then.
Uh-huh.
Right, okay, number one in round one, the answers on the general knowledge.
General knowledge.
You were slow enough.
Sorry, that wasn't paying attention.
Number one in Cuba, what is a habanera? The answer was D, a dance.
No.
Okay, what'd you go for?
C.
Drink, no, you didn't know. Number two, what is the oldest university in the USA? The answer was A, Harvard.
No.
What'd you go for?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, okay. Number three, what family of plants does broccoli belong to? The answer was C, cabbage.
Nope. Fuck. I've never whitewashed the first round. Look.
What nationality was Catherine the Great? The answer was C.
Fucking yes.
German. And finally, where in the body is the labyrinth? I'm never going to be able to say that word again. Like, number five, where in the body is the labyrinth? The answer was B, the ear.
Fucking yeehaw, two out of five. No, I said yeehaw and then I'm like, oh, two out of five.
It's just because you were on a roll there, or two, right? In a row, that's what it was. Okay, so there you go. That shouldn't have been too hard now. Two out of five is the standard so far. We will go straight in. Fire us up your scores there when you get the chance. Our next round is round number three, is TV round.
TV.
Okay, so, scores coming in there already. My woman's a pervert. Got two out of five.
Mickey, yes, there you respectable are. Score.
Respectable score. Magner's cocktails baby for me on the four. Oh, one wrong. Matthew Starkey's on with two. The Mitch William Shatner face has been 4 to 5. Stephen's got 1 out of 5. Fanny and Patty on blonde 3. Rockshore Rambo's got 1. Ooh-ah, up-a-wa is a 2. Democratic Unionist House Party got 1. The Tinfoil Snapbacks on 3. Emily's got 3 out of 5. P.S. Mickey, fight me. Oh, there you are.
I'm on ahead.
4 to 5.
Is it a man or a woman?
Doesn't matter. Either one will bat the Van and Mike, 4 to 5. All Capitol Hill from here on in. Kieran Litter's on 2 out of 5. Amy's got 2 out of 5 for chest hair and bums. William Street Wankers on 2. Dumb and Dumbers on 2. KKK on 4 to 5. That's not the actual KKK.
Oh,
that's Kitty COVID cons. Mickey's Malhole Inspectors on 3. Mickey Bartlett's Magic Roundabout on 2. Andrew's on 4. The Blurts are on 4. We'll slap my slit. It's Friday's on 1.
Jesus Christ.
Noel Duddy's on 2. Right, okay. We will go straight in.
Straight in round 3.
James has come in with the twat that didn't put up a team name and got 3. So there we are.
No, there you go, with one, James.
Straight into round number 3, which is our TV round.
TV.
Okay, number 1. Oz was a television series based in which kind of facility? Was it A, a hospital, B, a prison, C, a school, or D, a monastery? So number 1 in round 3, the TV round. Oz was a TV series based in which kind of facility? Was it A, a hospital, B, a prison, C, a school, or D, a monastery? Number 2, who were the first presenters of This Morning? Was it A, Richard and Judy, B, Phil and Fern, C, Ant and Dec, or D, Gino and Holly? Number 3, which queen did Olivia Colman play in The Crown? Was it A, Queen Victoria, B, Elizabeth I, C, Queen Mary, or D, Elizabeth II?
I think.
So number three, which queen did Olivia Colman play in The Crown TV series? Is it A, Queen Victoria, B, Elizabeth I, C, Queen Mary, or D, Elizabeth II? You watched it, didn't you?
I only watched the first couple. Mm. And then I was like, I don't like us here.
Number four, who won the Great Celebrity Bake Off last year? The Celebrity Bake Off. Was it A, Carol Vorderman, B, Kelly Brook, C, Judge Rinder, or D, Mo Gilligan? I have no idea who Mo Gilligan is.
Oh, fuck.
So number four, who won the Great Celebrity Bake Off last year? Was it A, Carol Vorderman, B, Kelly Brook, C, Judge Rinder, or D, Mo Gilligan?
I'll be honest, I started watching that and then Kelly Brook was mixing batter and I passed out.
Too much water in it?
I had a soggy bottom, if you know what I'm saying.
Number five, final question in that round. Which of the following TV series does not feature Elizabeth Moss? Is it A, The West Wing, B, Handmaid's Tale, C, Mad Men, or D, Boardwalk Empire?
Fuck.
So which of the following TV series does not feature Elizabeth Moss? Is it A, The West Wing, B, Handmaid's Tale, C, Mad Men, or D, Boardwalk Empire?
I don't know. Oh, fuck.
Okay, right. There we are. We're going to go to our answers for round two before we take a wee tune break. Let everybody go and get a pee. Question three is sectarian, apparently. Which queen did Olivia Colman play in The Crown? So, yeah.
There's only one queen, and we know who it is. And her name's Minogue. And her first name's Danny.
Right, answers to round number two, food and drink.
Food and drink.
Number one, a langoustine is what type of food? The answer was seas, shellfish.
Fuck.
Type of wee lobster.
Is it?
Lobster and a big, or a mixture between a lobster and a big prawn, I think.
Is it? Aye.
I'm not too sure.
Mixture between lobster and a prawn, would that be a lob, a prawnster?
I don't know, a limp.
A limp, aye, good bad. Don't say a limp now, it's just differently abled, for God's sake.
Number two, the brand that makes Love Heart sweets. The answer was A, Swizzle's Matlock. Number three, which food can be used as a substitute for blood plasma? Allegedly, of course. Don't try and do that.
Don't do it.
Please go and see your doctor. The answer was B, coconut water.
You can use that for anything, you know, Connor.
There you are.
Anything at all.
You get that right?
Oh, good man.
Number four, what are dried plums called? The answer was C, prunes.
Uh-huh.
And finally, number five, sake is a drink most associated with which country? The answer was D, Japan.
Osaka-ya.
So, what's the score there, Mike?
Four? 4-5, sir.
So, six out of ten. Give us your scores out of ten. Let us know how you get on. We'll take a wee break now. We might put on a wee bit of Disco Biscuits.
Oh, yes.
So, a wee bit of the String Ninjas to play us out here. We'll be back in about 6:46.
Thank you.
Big shout out to Van and Mick. That was Disco Biscuits, which just was
delicious. I've been trying to start a petition for people to start calling me Guitar Mick. obviously, as a musician, I would like to be known as Guitar Mick from now on.
No, there was a query actually. Somebody was asking, was that?
Oh no, sorry. To be honest, the only reason I want to be called Guitar Mick is I'm a very heavy smoker.
Right.
There's a lot of phlegm comes out. So. I can't play guitar.
Okay. Well, somebody was questioning, was that you on rhythm guitar there on that tune?
There's a rhythm guitar? What's that?
I'll show you one day. Right, okay.
I have an acoustic one, and it's certainly acoustic.
There's no rhythm
There's no rhythm to it
right,
as well.
Okay. We'll get you one with rhythm built in. Right. Yeah, up a while. I got 4. If I give us a score to the 10 here. So, 4 to 10. Magner's Cocktails Baby Formula, 9 out of 10. Ooh. 7 for James, 7 for Chest Hair and Bums. Dumb and Dumber's got 5 out of 10. William Shatner Face got 10 out of 10. 8 out of 10 for Tinfoil. Woohoo. William Street Wankers on 6. Andrews on 9. 7 out of 10 for My Woman's a Pervert. 9 out of 10 for The Blurts. 9 out of 10 for The Blurts. Good stuff. Yeah. Rockshore Rambles on 6 out of 10. Fat Kids Always on the Seesaw. 5 out of 5. And Know Their Food.
That's what you get.
8 out of 10. The Mental Viagra hasn't worn off yet. Good man, Van and Mick. Drunken Donuts, Mickey B's in with 6 out of 10. Mickey Bartlett's Magic Roundabout on 6. Mickey, what are you on?
I'm on 6.
Okay. 6 is the bar. The COVID kitty.
Don't say a bar. Don't say a bar during this, man. It's a Friday night. We're all supposed to be getting off of some big ginger freckly barmaid 2 in the morning.
what would his name be?
Mickey Bartlett's.
Katie Kova Consul, 9 out of 10. It's good, but it's not right. It's on 6. Well, Slap My Slit, it's Friday on 5. Emily's got 8 out of 10. The Democratic Unionist House Party's got 4. Mickey's Manhole Inspector's on 8. Aunt Blob on 6. Fuck me, that's class. Oh, that wasn't the score. That was about the String Ninjas. Yes, and we are really appreciative. Thank you very much. Right, okay. We are sorry we were late. We're too busy filling a rabbit hole. What did we miss? How many times has Mickey said he's hungover? Not once.
Not once, sir.
Because he's not.
Because I'm not. I was doing yoga this morning. Whatever his name is. That didn't even make sense. I wasn't doing any comedy anyway. Fucking getting blocked out after this, fuck it.
Right. Answers to round number 3, which I think was an easy enough round, in fairness, Mick.
Couple of curveballs there towards the end now, Connor.
Maybe. Okay, round number 3.
I still like a sports commentator. Couple of curveballs there, but all in all, good game.
Not too bad there.
Respectfully, under 14s are playing well this month anyway. Not that they're let out of the house. Poor critters can't get to school.
They're virtually doing all right.
There's a transfer coming in now. Young Peter is going from primary school into secondary school, but fuck knows what's going to happen. We're going to lend him to the secondary school. Yeah, that's a bit. Write that down.
No matter what happens, he's queer left foot.
That's a queer left foot, like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Right, moving swiftly along.
What are the answers, sir?
Answers, round 3, TV. Okay.
TV.
Number 1, Oz was a television series based in which kind of facility? The answer was B, prison.
Prison.
You ticked that before and got
I did. I freed the Oz one. It was the campaign, I remember.
Number 2.
Deirdre Rashid.
Who were the first presenters of this morning? The answer was, of course, A, Richard and Judy.
Richard and Judy, that's what I call my fists.
Number 3. The Queen, did Olivia Colman play in The Crown? The answer was D, Elizabeth II.
Uh-huh.
Number 4. Who won the Great Celebrity Bake Off last year? The answer was A, Carol Vorderman.
Fuck! I put down Judge Rinder.
Nah.
Carol Vorderman, get a 2, actually. Sorry. That was my internal monologue. Who is an awful misogynist?
Number 5. Which of the following TV series does not feature Elizabeth Moss? The answer was D, Boardwalk Empire. What was that, Mickey?
You got it.
Four to five,
that run there.
Okay, so Mickey has set the standard there of 10 out of 15. We're going to move into our music clips round, and then we'll get the scores off you then. Right, so music clips, as always, this time we have our 10 points total. So it's artist and song. Mm-hmm. Mickey, are you ready?
Fuck, I hope so.
Okay, here we go. Oh, well, actually, scores coming in. Keep them coming. Go on ahead. Van and Mix got 11. Stevens on 9 out of 15. Magnus Cocktails and Baby Farmer, 13 out of 15.
Oh.
Another one dropped there. Rockshore Rambo's on 11. Emily's on 11. The Mitch, William Shatner Face on 14. The Mitch taking the lead. So far, Drunken Donuts, Mickey B's on 9. Matthew Stargie's on 9. Kieran Litter's on 8. Andrew's on 13. Joanne's on 13. Michael Skillen is on 10. Tenfoil's on 13 as well, doing well. Covid's around 13. Mickey Bartlett's Magic Roundabout on 10. And James says 8 out of 15. Terrible round. Oh, right. Okay.
8 out of 15, James. How does it feel to be thick? Huh? How does it feel? How does it feel, brother, to know that me, Mickey Bartlett, is beating you in the quiz?
Probably good. Dumb and Dumber's 9 out of 15.
That's my wrestling character, Andy Savage. Nacho Man Andy Savage. How's it feel, brother? I'm gonna dip you, brother. Dip you in my spicy sexy salsa. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Let us out.
Please, play. I just want one pint of Guinness. It'll be all right.
Amy's on 10. On Blob on 10.
On Blob.
Mickey's Man Home Spectre's on 11. The Democratic Unionist House Party's on 9. Well, Slap My Slither's Freddy on 8 out of 15. Awful. And that's not me saying that. That's them saying it. Listen, nothing is awful. Well, actually, awful is less than Mickey.
Yeah, so that's pretty awful.
That's pretty much a very philosophical
slap statement. Your own slit, you fucking dunce.
Awful is worse than Mickey.
I decided to trash talk anybody that's lower than me. Is that okay?
That's fine. Right, okay, so we're into our music clips round. So like I said, we have artist and song, and this is...
There's no bonus points or anything?
No bonus points this time, no, because we have a bonus round, Mickey.
Right.
Because it's Community Voices.
Community Voices.
Good Relations.
Good Relations and such.
Okay, so...
Hand across the barricades, but only if you've sanitized.
Well, we need to find out where the barricades are first. Right. Okay. Number one. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3. Number one again. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, Again.
6 o'clock already, I was just in the middle of a dream. I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream.
Number three.
Yeah, they say hello, they say hola, and they say bonjour. I'm pissed I never got to fly on a Concorde. I've been Southampton, but I've never been to Scunthorpe. I'm fucking crazy with the kicks, call me John Claude.
No! Fuck yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, so number three again.
Hello, they say hola and they say bonjour. I'm pissed I never got to fly on a Concorde. I've been Southampton, but I've never been to Scunthorpe. I'm fucking crazy with the kicks, call me John Claude.
Fuck.
Number four.
Would break my heart in two if you should fall into my arms, tremble like a flower.
Why can't I think of that fucking song? No!
I love when your eyebrows nearly hit the ceiling because you're just so straining.
And God rest his anniversary to your little candle.
Number four again.
Would break.
Fucking raging. I'm and raging.
Finally, number five.
can't believe I know this.
That was the first one. You went straight into it.
Oh, I can't believe I fucking know that.
Oh, neither can I.
Well, I can't. I actually can't remember the name of the song now.
Oh.
Right.
I'm fucked.
Okay, so five music clips, 10 points in total available. So we will come back to the answers after we do our next round. Yes, great variety in the music round tonight. Thank you very much.
What's the name of them songs? I can dance with hits to all of them. Like.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well, we go on ahead. I think we will go straight into round number five, which is our movie round.
Movies.
No. Okay.
This is where I clawed back.
This is where you gain all the respect. Okay, round number five, movie round number one. Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey provide the main voices in which Pixar movie? Is it A, Up, B, Wall-E, C, Soul, or D, Coco? So number one, Jamie Foxx and Tina Fey provide the main voices in which Pixar movie? Is it A, Up, B, Wall-E, C, Soul, or D, Coco? Number two, Titanic, Lord of the Rings, and which other film hold the record for most Oscar wins? Titanic, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, you should say.
Oh.
And which other film? So there's three films that hold the record for most Oscar wins. Titanic, Lord of the Rings, three. And which other film? Is it A, Casablanca, B, Gone with the Wind, C, Ben-Hur, or D, The Godfather?
Oh, fuck, I thought you were going to say something else. Well, it was all, here it comes, and it didn't. Come.
Oh, I hate that.
Ah, smack my bumhole.
So number two, Titanic, Lord of the Rings, and which other film hold the record for most Oscar wins? Is it A, Casablanca, B, Gone with the Wind, C, Ben-Hur, or D, Godfather? Number,
I thought it was going to be Avatar.
Number three, I'm Not There is a movie based around which singer? Is it A, Mick Jagger, B, Bob Dylan, C, Bob Marley, or D, David Bowie? So I'm Not There is a movie based around which singer? Is it A, Mick Jagger, B, Bob Dylan, C, Bob Marley, or D, David Bowie?
I've never even heard of it. I was cocky.
Now I'm getting nervous that it's the wrong name of the film.
Haven't
heard of it.
I would like to say right now, if I was trash talking anybody earlier, I would like to take it all back. I'm so sorry, brother. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
It's real. Just had to check there. Okay, number four. Which comedy actor played the sidekick to Richard Pryor in the movie Brewster's Millions? Is it A, John Candy, B, Robin Williams, C, John Belushi, or D, Jim Carrey? So which comedy actor played the sidekick to Richard Pryor in the movie Brewster's Millions? Was it A, John Candy, B, Robin Williams, C, John Belushi, or D, Jim Carrey?
How did I not know that? I'm actually sad. I can't believe you don't know that. I'm really sad.
Number five, Slapshot is a Paul Newman movie based on which sport? Is it A, tennis, B, bowling, C, ice hockey, or D, cricket?
I'm wild vexed.
So number five, Slapshot is a Paul Newman movie based on which sport? Is it A, tennis, B, bowling, C, ice hockey, or D, cricket?
Once again, I would like to firmly extend my apologies, brother. I didn't mean to get so cocky.
Here comes the begging. So you're going to have to beg for forgiveness now.
I really am.
It's because you slagged off a lot of people there, you know, and you got too cocky, and that's what happened.
I did. I really did.
We've talked about this before. Come on, man.
Number four in that music round is really making my balls itch.
It really should. You're going to kick yourself. Hello. Right, okay, straight into the answers of round four, music round. Okay, number one. What do you go for?
Chandelier.
Yes.
I should see ya.
It is indeed.
Fucking two. Boom.
Chandelier by Sia, S-I-A. Number two was...
Manic Monday.
Manic Monday, yes, by...
I put down the Boomtown Rats because they had a song about Mondays.
They did, but that was a male singer leading them, so...
I don't see gender or hear it.
Very good. Good man. That answer was Manic Monday by The Bangles. Nah, okay.
I mean, it starts with the B, because that's
close enough.
Nope.
Number three.
Yeah, they say hello, they say
Dizzy Rascal?
No, not Dizzy Rascal. It was Tiny Tampa with Pass Out.
Well.
Is that a big fat zero there, that one?
That's a big fat zero for that
one. Oh, dear Lord. Number four. David Bowie. Yes, it's David Bowie with...
I can't remember the name of the song.
Let's really... Dance.
Fuck! Oh, I knew.
Fuck! Such an obvious... I thought that was going to be the...
It is!
I thought that was going to be obvious. I thought five was going to be the hard one, but no. Five he was in with right away with the artist because he knew them. Who was...
Hearsay.
Hearsay, yes. And the song is...
I can't remember.
You don't know the song?
No.
Oh, it's Pure and Simple, Mick.
Fuck, it is Pure and Simple.
So yes, we have Pure and Simple by Hearsay. What do you get at that? Five out of ten. Oh, Lord. A bit of chance of catching up.
I'm vexed.
What have we got at a 20?
I'm 20 overall.
20 overall. What are we on now? What should you have? Come on, Mike. You're supposed to keep
5, 10, 15, 25.
It should be probably 30, no?
30, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got...
No, 5, 10, 15, first three rounds, and then you've got 10.
Right. So what's that?
So 5, 10, 15, that's 25.
25, so what's your score?
20 or 25, it couldn't be.
You couldn't be, I don't think. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you are, maybe. No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, no, I was on... No, you're right. I'm on 15.
15, okay, so the score... If it takes you that long at home to figure out your own score, well, there's not really much we can do for you. Okay, so
it's
the
like
score
in here
so
far...
Is Let's Dance going to be the theme for Mickey's next Instagram hangover crying story? It should be, because you'll never live that down.
I'm so angry. David Bowie, wherever you are, heaven, obviously. Sorry.
It's terrible. So, Magners, Cocktails, and Baby Formula on 23 out of 25, so that was a full 10 there. Let me see. If this was Let's Diddy Dance, you'd be all over it.
Oh, no!
21 and 25 for the Tinfoil Snapback. We've 19 and 25 for Dumb and Dumber. And Violent Mick are also at 19. 14 and 25 for Load of Dick.
Thank God I'm not last.
Or maybe he's just calling it Load of Dick. I don't know. Fakia has always won a Seesaw at 18. Aunt Blob on 18. William Shatner Face 24 to 25. Full 10 there in the Mitch. Rockshore Rambo on 21. 20 from Andrew. Democratic Unionist House Party on 18. 21 for the Blurtbusters. 22 for COVIDs. 17 coming back at you, brother. Ooh.
I'm
overtaken. Like, I'm, the Drunken Donuts are overtaking you in 16. I'm not saying that as a shock. No disrespect to the Drunken Donuts. But, you know.
I'm just sorry to everybody out there who. We're going to have to tweet an apology about this. That's me not hosting the Oscars now.
No, that's definitely off the list. Yeah. Yeah, Drunken Donuts is 16. Your Mad Rings Harp is on 11. So that's not too
Fuck
bad.
You, brother!
Mickey's Manhunt Spectre is 21. It's good, but it's not right on 16. Chest Hair and Bums on 18. 12 and a 20 for Will Slap My Slit is Friday. Mickey Bartlett's Magic Roundabout on 20. Movie Round is going to drag your score down, though, according to Mickey Bartlett's Magic Roundabout. Right. William Street Wankers are in with 17 out of 25. So,
fuck.
Quite a lot beating you, Mick.
Yeah, no.
Just pointing that out. Sorry, didn't mean to be doing that in the wrong way. Okay, so we're going to move on to our next round, which... Well, actually, we'll give the answers, won't we? Yeah, we'll give the answers to the last round.
To round five.
Round five. So, the movie round, the answers for round five. Number one, Jimmy Fox and Tina Fey provide the voices in C, which is Soul.
Uh-huh, watch it the other night. Highly overrated.
I must
say.
You'd nearly almost think that they knew it was shades. That's why they put it straight out in streaming. Right, number two, Titanic, Lord of the Rings, and which other film? The answer was C, Ben-Hur.
Fuck.
Yeah, 11 in total.
Did you ever see the porn version of that? Ben Hur over. It's not very good, to be honest with you.
Number three.
Did you ever see Spartacus? It's exactly the same movie, but at some point somebody rubs her willy in your man's chin. Because it looks the same. You ever see Glad He Ate Her? No. No, it's good. It's good. It's a good one. Oh, you ever see Pump Fiction?
We could be here for a while.
You ever see Forrest Hump?
Nope. No, that's it. All right, all done. Checking out.
You ever see Planet of the Apes? No, good.
Nah. No. Number three.
You ever see Sore Jaws?
That's it. That's it. You can't do any more than Sore Jaws. I'm so sorry. Jurassic Poke's only coming over there.
Jurassic Poke, there you go.
Now stop it, we'll be here all fucking
now
night.
We're done talking.
Uncle Bucked. look, Sphincter's List. Jurassic Flaps. Stop it.
Did you ever see Schindler's Fist?
Oh, thanks Community Voices for getting us involved in this sex toy story. Right, stop it now. Use your that's rotten. Enough. That's enough.
You ever seen Gone in 60 Seconds? It's for premature ejaculation.
Oh, right. Okay.
You ever seen Bridge Over the River Kwai?
Okay.
Right. Anyway, question three.
Number three. Number three. I'm Not There. Fuck, I wish it wasn't. I'm Not There is a movie based around which singer? The answer was B. Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Is that right, Andrew?
Huh?
You look like you...
What question is three?
Number three, yeah. You just ticked a C, correct?
No. I think you said C,
B, Bob Dylan.
Oh, right. No, then.
No, because you went for Bob Marley.
That's true.
Number four, the comedy actor who played the sidekick to Richard Pryor in Brewster's Millions was, of course, A, John Candy.
Yep.
Knew that, didn't you?
I did, I.
Number five, Slapshot is a Paul Newman movie based on which sport? The answer was C, ice hockey.
There we go.
So how do you know that, Mike?
C.
Okay, 18...
18 out of whatever it's out of, 30.
18 out of 30, okay.
Disgusted.
Disgusted, indeed.
Did you ever see Brave Fart?
I don't know if I want to.
Nah, that's not very good either.
Right, okay, so we're into our final round, and because of Community Voices and their project, we have made a wee special round based on the North.
Oh.
Northern Ireland. And our local government and our politics, just for the crack.
Just for the crack.
Right, so... we'll
so what's this round called, then, just so I can do the voice?
This is the Good Relations.
Good Relations.
Right.
Oh, fucking, we've been talking about porn.
I know.
Mine, sorry.
And Diana Jones just came in there. stop it. Right, James got... James in with 20 to 30. Magners Cocktails, Baby Form on 28. Dumb and Dumber on 24. Michael Skillings on 17. Violent Mike on 22. Andrew's 22. With the Democratic Unionist House Party on 21. Fat Kids Always Win a Seesaw on 20. Rockshore Rumble 26. William Shatner Face 29. So the match is still there. Saturday Night Beaver. No, that's not a score. That's not a score. That'd be a good team name too.
Saturday Night Beaver.
26 of 30, Mick. If you didn't get the John Candy answer, yeah, I know I just couldn't. Yeah, you watched the Comedy Store documentary. I know.
I got it. I was joking with it. I was trying to add a bit of suspense to the
John
whole
Candy
situation.
Wasn't in that. I think he thinks he's your man. The big fat guy. Right. 26 for the Blurs. 27 for COVID. 21 for... here and 22 for Amy, or sorry, 22 to 30 for Amy. So, what's your score? Did you say
18?
18 out of
30. 18-30. My favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So we're going to go into Good Relations.
Good Relations.
Okay. Number one. Oh, our project officer just messaged to go, yeah, that's great that you could go into Good Relations straight after the porn bit. I was like, yeah, well, we didn't really schedule that.
But I'm proud for you.
Don't need charge you for it. Just doing us as a favour. Right, number one in the Good Relations round. Number one, what was the... Because this is fun.
Do you know the best kind of relations, Connor? I said on the movie one time. No, wait, you're gonna, I don't have anything.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go down the name of the father.
There's one blue over the cuckoo's nest.
Is that not a crime? You'd have to call it RSPB.
You would indeed.
No.
Good relations anyway.
Anyway, good relations, number one. What was the executive office previously known as? Look at your face. So what was the executive office previously known as? Was it A? The
How previously we're talking here? Because I'm pretty sure at one point it was called Offigon Executive. If we're going 800 years.
Your Irish is very good, Mike. What was the executive office previously known as? Was it A, NIO? Was it B, NICFA? Was it C, OFM, DFM? Or was it D, DSD?
Fucking, I don't even know how you read that. There's not many letters involved there.
So what was the executive office previously known as? Was it A, the NIO? B, NICFA? C, OFM, DFM? Or D, DSD? Right?
Uh-huh.
Number two, how many local councils are there in Northern Ireland? Is it A, 9? B, 10, C, 11, or D, 12? So how many local councils are there in Northern Ireland? Is it A, 9, B, 10, C, 11, or D, 12? Number three, in what year was Northern Ireland's Race Relations Order passed?
Fucking hell.
We have to go, you have to think about this now. So was it A, 1987, B, 1988? C, 1997, or D, 1998? So number three, in what year was Northern Ireland's Race Relations Order passed? Was it A, 1987, B, 1988, C, 1997, or D, 1998? Number four, this is a guessing one, Mike, uh-huh. Because it's very related to this project, you know.
The rest
very,
of them, I didn't guess the rest of them at all. Like
Number four, although you probably would know this just from reading your bedtime reading. How much money has been distributed through the Great Good Relations Funding of the Executive Office since 2016?
Loads.
So how much money has been distributed through the Good Relations Funding of the Executive Office since 2016? Is it A, £2 million, B, £5 million, C, £10 million, or D, £12 million?
This is wild hard.
Number five. Somebody says sound just went off. I hope not. No, I think we're all.
Every week.
Always some gremlins. Number five. Final question of the final round. What is the name of the new European program focused on peace due to start this year? So there's a new European program for peace starting this year. Is it A, Peace 5? B, Peace Max, C, Peace Plus, or D, Give My Head Peace?
That's good.
So number five, what is the name of the new European program focused on peace due to start this year? Is it A, Peace 5, B, Peace Max, C, Peace Plus, or D, Give My Head Peace? Well,
I'm going to tell you right now, Connor, I got none of them.
I would be ashamed if you didn't get any of them.
You wouldn't be.
No, I wouldn't be.
You would know rightly. I've been thinking of other porn films all the way through this.
I would sort of, you know rightly I did, right. We're going to come back, we're going to play a tune, and we're going to come back and give the answers, and we'll get you to give us our scores, and we'll see how good on, and see how many clean films we can come up.
Lovely. Loads of them. Home Alone, that's clean.
This is one of our patrons, Curtis Millen, with one of our favourite tunes.
Yes.
Voodoo Doll.
You put me in, I was attracted to your magic. Much of me I lost. You cast a spell, you done it well, some say it's tragic. But who weighs the cost? You work your voodoo doll. A slave to the sin. You work your voodoo doll. A boy meets girl, they rule the world, they have the power. But one holds the key to a chain, he will remain until it cowers. But you'll not let him be, cause he's a voodoo doll. Covered in pins,
a voodoo doll covered in pins. Yeah, he's a voodoo doll. A voodoo doll, oh, oh, covered in pins. Why do I crawl headlong into madness? Why do I crawl headlong? Why do I crawl headlong into this madness? Why do I crawl headlong? 'Cause I'm your voodoo. Why do I crawl headlong into this madness? Why do I crawl headlong? Why do I crawl headlong into this madness? Why do I crawl headlong?
Yo, beautiful, beautiful.
I bet you he smells glass.
I just want to lick him.
Do you know what I mean?
Not in the current climate.
I know what you mean. I bet he smells like I feel like Curtis smells like kind of traditional scents, like Brill cream and cool water, but he's mixed it together in a way where you got Curtis. Do you know what I mean? You get a good sniff of him.
I get it. I get
fuck, you smell glass, boy.
Curtis Millen, go and check it out, folks. That was Voodoo Doll, one of our patrons. So thank you very much to Curtis and, of course, to the String Ninjas earlier. Right. We have asked for a repeat of number 3 and 4 in the final round. We'll do that for you now, of course. So number 3, in what year was the Northern Ireland Race Relations Order passed? Was it A, 1987, B, 1988, C, 1997, or D, 1998? Number 4, how much money has been distributed through the Good Relations Funding of the Executive Office since 2016? Is it A, 2 million, B, 5 million, C, 10 million, or D, 12 million? Right. thanks to everybody who sent in some names for us there. I don't know why this has happened or how
it's going about. I'm really sorry. I've really lowered the tone of this.
And if we could have done this, you know, considering Good Community Voices have got us involved and done this wee bit of partnership, you know, we could have done this maybe on the fourth quiz or something, but not the first one. Because we've got now 50 Dead Men Wanking.
Uh-huh.
Phil Bill.
I've seen that, yep.
Dirty.
Phil Bill 2, it's just another fella called Bill walks in.
Dirty Harry Flaps.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Interstellar.
Yep, seen that one.
Right.
Yep. Goodwill Humping.
Goodwill Humping, of course.
Yep. The Sperminator.
Yeah, that was a good one. Sperminator.
Robocock.
Yes.
Yep. Back to the Suture. That was a weird one.
Jesus.
Yeah, don't watch it. Stop My Mumble Shit. Don't watch that one. I was up all night. Don't watch that one.
Oh, right. Okay. Village of the Rammed. Stop it, folks. Stop it. We're here to do a quiz. We're here for good relations. We're trying to improve things. And use your Lorne Tor. Your whore.
12 Avengers years, Infinity Whores.
12 years of sex slave, according to Mitch.
Jesus, Mitch.
Stop it. Right. Okay. Final round. And we will get your scores in on the doors. Right. Okay. So, number one, what was the executive office previously known as? Mick, what'd you go for?
A-N-I-O.
That's wrong. The answer was C-O-F-M-D-F-M.
That's the office of the First Minister and Deputy First Minister.
Mm-hmm. And that's now called the executive office.
Well, fuck me.
Well, there you go. Okay, so number two. How many local councils are there in Northern Ireland? The answer was C-11.
Well, nope.
Nope, okay. Number three, in what year was the Northern Ireland Race Relations Order passed? The answer was C, 1997.
No.
And no, fired in we 98 there, just a few inch teasy just. How much money has been distributed through the good relations funding of the executive office since 2016? The answer was D, 12 million.
Nope.
And finally, what is the name of the new European programme focused on peace due to start this year? The answer was C, Peace Plus.
Well, no, I got none there.
Okay.
Now, personally speaking, I'm glad to hear the 12 million has been, you know, sent out and whatever, but I think Peace Max sounds cooler. I'll put it down.
It could have worked.
That's why I put that down.
Peace Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maximum peace.
Exactly.
No taste.
Yeah. No sugar either, but.
No sugar either. Sweet enough. Right. So they are. There are answers. I'm not going to read out any more of those terrible fucking porn names that are coming in. Really.
Like what one would you
well,
not
the
read
one
out?
I'm definitely not going to read out Womb Raider.
Oh, fuck.
That's not, you know, 40 Gays and 40 Nights. I probably wouldn't do that either.
40 Days and 40 Shites. No, that was when I saw it. Kept me awake all night too.
That was your lockdown.
That was weird.
The Gizzard of Oz. No, but we definitely wouldn't read that. No. Beauty and the Beast in the Sheets. No, we're not going to do
Hocus Pocus. That was a weird one.
Beverly Hills Cock. No, we're not going to do. No, stop this now.
Beetlejuices.
Yes. Terrible. Okay, we're moving on to the final scores before we never get asked back to do this again. Okay, so James in with 23. Mickey, what was your final score, by the way?
18.
You didn't have to add anything to the last one because you got zero. Right, okay. 23. James, Drunken Donuts, Mickey B's on 24. The Rockshore Rambo on 27. Michael's on 19. Emily's on 21. Speed 2, Come Control. No, that's different. Okay, no.
Did you ever see Star Wars Return of the Japsai?
Stop it. 24 to 35. Nice to have you back in our ears, lads, but open the fucking pubs, okay?
Exactly. We're trying our best.
We'll speak to people at the executive office to see what they can do there for us.
Did you ever see Star Wars The Phantom Peace. Dennis? Dennis Rodman's on it.
You should see the steam rising from his head here as his mind is going through all the different names. Peace Plus, that's a sandwich and a drink.
Do you ever see Star Wars The Size of Skywalker?
Always away. Right, Andy's on 23.
Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Bones. Do you ever see that?
26 to 35 for Chester Bones. Blurtbusters finishes on 29. Scoob is not right on 25. Magner's Cocktails and Baby Farmer 33 out of 35.
Jesus wept.
Legally Boned. No, that's not just the name. That's not. Dumb and Dumber's on 26. The Democratic Unionist House Party's on 26. Mickey Bartlett's Magic Roundabout 27. William Shatner Face 34 out
Holy
of 35.
Shit.
The Mitch. Now, that would mean you got every single one of those last ones wrong. Now, that's where I would go. Howl on. There were some lucky guesses. We'll let you off for that. That funding one, 12 million. Like, how the fuck?
I didn't really get that. Like,
Buttman and Throbbing. No, that's again, that's another. That's the problem. I'm reading scores out. I don't know their team names. Mickey's Manhole Spiders in 26. 28 to 35 for E.T. the Extra Testicle. COVID Kitty Cunts are on 30. Aunt Blob, don't know. I'm 3 out of 4 through, or 3/4 way through a bottle of Jameson. So,
do you ever see
an average.
Do you ever see the Da Vinci Load?
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, the William Street Wankers in with 25. The Buck Fastest throwing us off tonight. We do apologise. Well, no, we're not going to apologise for the Buck Fast. We will apologise for Mickey and his behaviour.
Do you ever see Honey, I Blew the Secretary?
I think we have improved relations tonight, Mick.
I think we have.
We've crossed all divides and lowered the tone so that everybody could get involved.
Yeah, but I think the laughter is really what's important. You know, I think that, you know, laughing together is what really really does create good relations. Like, I saw this movie one time that created a really good relation. It was called Inspect Her Gadget. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. We're going to record the Dexter and Yum's actual podcast. So if anybody's listening live and wants to DM me some questions, we can answer live. Well, not live, but just tonight.
Aye.
Give us a shout. Thanks very much for listening. We're going to be back next week for the next, what, 3-4 weeks until the lockdown?
Next 3 weeks, yeah, we'll be back. And if there's any more lockdown after that, I don't know.
Aye.
We're
going to have to start doing it drunk. But thanks very much for listening. Look after yourselves, wash your hands.
And well done on
and
the
well
names.
And well done on all the names. And
never mind the quiz, just the porn names were fantastic.
I have laughed, Connor.
Yeah.
I feel better in my soul.
And that's what's important.
That is everything that matters. Shout out to our winner this week, to the Mitch, William Shatner face, 34 to 35.
Fair play to you. Fair play to
only
you.
Only one wrong. We'll have a steward's inquiry in that one. Mickey right. may have to go into your house the next time to and make sure you're not
cut
cheating.
Cut your Wi-Fi off. Yeah.
And on that note, thank you very much to everybody for listening.
Night, night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Love you. Bye-bye.